Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and phones are open here. If you want to talk about whatever's on your mind, we've been discussing so-called insurrection in the United States and a real insurrection going on in Kazakhstan, where members of their, I don't know what you call it, the government parliament or something like that, they've resigned as a result of, well, the Capitol building and other buildings got set on fire, apparently, after gas prices doubled in the country of Kazakhstan. And that is
overnight.
That is what set people off and set them into the streets in huge numbers, not just protesting, but actually burning down the system. And as a result, thousands of troops have been sent in, tanks rolled in from neighboring Russia, and I presume other places will be coming to bear with their violence to try to stop the people from actually taking back control of their land.
I'm sorry, if some foreign country ever rolled up in here to keep the peace, I would have a really hard time standing for that.
Yeah, well, I don't think these people are going to stand for it either. I mean, they're apparently killing cops in the streets, or at least that's what the government wants you to believe. According to the story here at The Sun, the-sun.com, the country has seen pent-up resentment over low wages and poverty and the enrichment of a narrow elite controlling the government and Kazakhstan's oil and gas reserves. Last night, a statue of former autocrat Nursultan Nazarbayev was toppled by an angry mob. Nazarbayev, 81, yesterday gave up his final role in overall charge of security. Rumors suggest he may have fled to China or Russia, which is always what you see in these situations. Wherever there's like an uprising by the people, whether it be the Arab Spring or, you know, you name it, whatever it is we're talking about, the evil dictator, if they're not caught up in the actual blaze of the Capitol building burning to the ground, they themselves will, you know, grab the nearest helicopter and get out of
there. They're out of there.
Yeah.
They're going to have shelter somewhere.
So yeah, they roll up on a beach in Thailand or Brazil or something like that.
They got it made.
Rumors suggest, again, he may have fled to China or Russia. One report said Russia had 10... I don't know if these are I's or L's, IL-76s and three AN-124s involved in a massive military operation. I presume those are tanks to quell the disturbances. And then apparently planes from Russia are also involved in this as well. We'll keep you up to date as we learn more. But if you've been paying closer attention to Kazakhstan, let us know. There's one other detail they don't mention here in the Sun story, but I heard on one of the radio news reports on Free... What the hell is our news? We have this news break. It's not Free Speech Radio. Feature Story News, which is the little newscast thing that we run on our internet streams. They mentioned that internet service has been cut off in Kazakhstan.
Oh.
And that has actually caused some problems for Bitcoin miners.
Huh.
As it turns out, Kazakhstan is, or was, until the internet got turned off. Presumably it will be again when the internet's turned back on, if everyone hasn't left. But it was the world's second biggest crypto mining country on the planet.
That's interesting. After who? China?
Well, China would have been number one. I don't think they still are. I think the United States took over number one because the Chinese government made mining illegal.
Oh.
You didn't hear about that?
You know, I did. I forgot about it, though. I knew China was like mining like crazy. They're setting up entire banks like run by water power and stuff.
Yeah, well, also just power in general is cheaper in certain areas of China, and I suspect that was like northern China or whatever, and Kazakhstan is north of China, right? Like, isn't it northwest, basically, of China?
But there's quite a bit of sun in Kazakhstan. Don't they do a lot of solar?
I imagine there's a lot of cold in Kazakhstan during this time of year.
Right under Russia.
It's right next to Russia. So... I think what probably happened would be that a bunch of the miners that were in China just crossed the border.
over into Kazakhstan.
Their Bitcoin mining industry, according to CoinDesk, which was the world's second largest, has been severely disrupted for more than one day now by a nationwide internet blackout amid widespread protests. So you know you've got a corrupt government, right, when they turn off the internet. Oh, we can't let people see what's going on here.
No, okay, so just got to play devil's advocate for the conspiracy theorists here. Do you think it had to do with that? Do you think this is just another faked kind of thing, or an insurrection that was, you know, made real for other reasons? Like, I have this theory that the whole coronavirus thing, the whole COVID-19 thing, has to do with the governments of the world trying to give themselves a little bit of time to catch up to figure out what to do about cryptocurrency. So now if we got China...
Yeah. Well, I said something like that recently, and I think it was Chris on the show with us, and he was just like, I don't know if they're going after just because of cryptocurrency, but cryptocurrency can literally destroy the idea that governments are... like reasonable at all, that there's any reason to have a government at all.
The crypto can in every way decimate the power of government and banking altogether at once. The military industrial complex just falls right apart.
But you think coronavirus has something to do with that?
Sure, it's a false flag. They pump this crap out there so they can grab more control, take everybody's eye off the ball, you know, start issuing more and more free money. They started throwing free money to everybody. Look how important our dollars are to you. You need these, and here have some. And then making people feel comfortable with the government, feel comfortable with the dollar.
I feel like they need the government.
They need it, and really they don't. And I think that may have just been, if that wasn't the sole reason for the COVID-19 thing, it was definitely a side hustle of it, and a very handy one. So if China just, you know, banned crypto mining and everybody went across the border to Kazakhstan to do it, maybe that was them saying, you know, not being able to keep up on the market force, so they exerted political pressure and, you know, various methods they have at their disposal to create unrest and actually make it so that you couldn't mine in Kazakhstan either.
I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting theory. That'd be a tough one to prove in this case. And presumably at some point the internet is going to come back to Kazakhstan. It's hard to imagine that a country would be left in the dark forever as far as internet service is concerned. So it'd be interesting to see how long this lasts.
Yeah, but if I was a crypto miner in Kazakhstan, I'd move now.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of them are packing up shop as we speak, because you can't be in the crypto mining business.
Well, Russia's invading your country.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you certainly don't want tanks rolling through your shop, but secondly, if you don't have internet, you don't have a business.
Right.
So you just pack it up and
move.
Which
is actually more proof of how well capitalism works, because people are just going to move where their business can succeed.
Where it's welcome.
Where it's welcome, yeah. And so if these guys can't get the job done, and it's important for the network too. So, I mean, the crypto has to have miners. You cannot have crypto without miners.
Correct.
And these guys are going to go where they can mine.
Top mining pools had lost an average of 10% of their hash rate over 24 hours as of 6 a.m. UTC, according to data from BTC.com, which has a mining pool. Their hash rate measures computing power, which is, you know, the total amount of hardware that's cranking away on the Bitcoin network. It just dropped 10% after Kazakhstan's remaining government threw the switch and turned off the internet. I mean, the fact that the government can just order that to happen.
Yeah, they just hit a switch and it shuts off.
Is really scary.
Sure.
And I wonder, how possible is that here in the United States? Given that given that the internet backbones are privately run, there are private companies that are, you know, the big pipes that move data around. I mean, presumably the U.S. government would have to call them up. I would hope that they don't have a kill switch.
If they're not just fronts for government agency in the first place.
Kazakhstan is second only to the U.S. in Bitcoin mining hash rate, with about one-fifth of the total global total, according to August data from Cambridge Bitcoin Electricity Consumption Index. Quote, it looks like the internet is down in all of Kazakhstan, according to the head of their National Association of Blockchain and Data Center Industry. And there were a lot of websites that were apparently hosted there. There was one of the major, I think it was like blockchair.com, like one of these websites that hosts the blockchain searchable engine, where you can like type in a Bitcoin address and then look at all their history, right? One of those block explorers is what they're called. They had posted on their social media yesterday that, hey, we're sorry, our servers are down. We aren't, our site's down because our servers are down. So apparently there's a lot of websites hosted in Kazakhstan as well. Sad stuff. And of course, you know, if the internet's down, we really don't know what's going on there, because the people on the ground aren't able to get their independent individual reports out. You're not able to stream video. Right. You're not able to update a social media profile. So then you have to go on what the national media is saying.
It's like a meat world denial of service attack.
Scary stuff. There's more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. We'll talk about.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. you if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160. Is the United States internet infrastructure set up to where the U.S. government can flip a switch and turn it off? This is honestly a question I don't know the answer to.
I couldn't see them setting it up in the first place without already having that backdoor in place.
If you know... If you paid attention to the technicals, feel free to give us a call. Let us know. The number is 603-283-6160. Also, speaking of cryptocurrency, we've been telling you about how Intercoin can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. And now Intercoin has launched its investor token worldwide. And for the first time, it is available on an exchange. You can create an account over at xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com, with just an email address there. So you can keep your privacy intact and then deposit dozens of different cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, trade those for Tether, and then use your Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org. You can buy or sell ITR on xmarkets.com, exmarkets.com. You just might be advancing the cause of liberty around the world. So we were just talking about the internet being shut down in Kazakhstan and the effect that that's having on web hosting as well as Bitcoin mining, with Kazakhstan being the second biggest country for Bitcoin mining on the planet, which is pretty interesting. I did not know that. It's something I've learned here tonight. But that takes us into a story, Bonnie, that you've been wanting to talk about this evening, which is something called Internet Dead Internet Theory?
It's called Dead Internet Theory.
And what is that all about? You were telling me a little bit of it last night, but we didn't really get deep into it.
Well, I wanted to bring this story in because I just think it's something that I've always had a suspicion about, and I've alluded to it several times on the show, but not very eloquently because I didn't have anything to point at, just little observations I've made without, you know, taking notes while being on the internet have pointed me in the direction of there are people out there, maybe AI, maybe not even people, who just post and post and keep posting the same opinions until the humans that are on the internet agree with it. And that's not exactly what dead internet theory is, but the dead internet theory is that AI now controls more of the internet, or, you know, has more internet accounts, presence than real humans, and that the internet is dead, and it has been for 5 years, since 2017. This from The Atlantic. Maybe you missed it, but the internet died 5 years ago. A conspiracy theory spreading online says the whole internet is now fake. It's ridiculous, but possibly not that ridiculous. If you search the phrase, "I hate texting" on Twitter and scroll down, you will start to notice a pattern. And then she references four different accounts with similar pictures, something like a glowing pink orb or a glowing pink heart, all with really girly Twitter handle names, posting almost the same thing. "I hate texting. I just want to hold your hand. I hate texting. Just come live with me." Receiving 30,000 likes, 48,000 likes, 16,000 likes. There are slight changes to the verb choice and girlish username and color scheme, but the idea is the same. "I'm a person with a crush in the age of smartphones, and isn't that relatable?" Yes, it sure is, but some people on Twitter have wondered whether these are really truly just people with crushes in the age of smartphones saying something relatable. They've pointed out them as possible evidence validating a wild idea called dead internet theory. Let me explain. Dead internet theory suggests that the internet has been almost entirely taken over by artificial intelligence. Like lots of other online conspiracy theories, the audience for this one is growing because of discussion led by a mix of true believers, sarcastic trolls, and idly curious lovers of chit-chat. One might, for example, point to @_Capricorn, a Twitter account with what looks like a blue orb with a pink spot in the middle as a profile picture. In the spring, the account tweeted, "I hate texting, come over and cuddle me," and then, "I hate texting, I just want to hug you," and then, "I hate texting, just come live with me," and then, "I hate texting, I just want to kiss you," which got 1,300 likes but didn't perform as well as it did for other accounts that she referenced. But unlike lots of other online conspiracy theories, this one has a morsel of truth to it. Personal or bot, does it really matter? Dead internet theory. It's terrifying, but this person loves it. I'm going to skip how she found out about it.
So she loves this? The person who wrote the article?
She loves reading about conspiracy theories, and she goes into that.
Okay.
She found out about it on 4chan, and a person named Illuminati Pirate, that's the name of the person who posted about it for the first time, truly believes in the theory, but... Oh, wait, sorry. I skipped a little part. Let's go here. Peppered with casually offensive language, the post she first found out about it in suggests that the internet died in 2016 or early 2017, and that now it is empty and devoid of people, as well as entirely sterile. Much of the supposedly human-produced content you see online was actually created using AI and was propagated by bots, possibly aided by a group of influencers on the payroll of various corporations that are in cahoots with the government. The conspiring group's intention is, of course, to control our thoughts and get us to purchase stuff.
Hmm.
That's really not so hard to believe.
It's not at all.
Well, I mean, the hard part to believe is the idea that I buy the idea that there are AI out there, right? We've reported recently on these deepfake personalities, basically.
So creepy.
That are, if they're not completely AI, we know that the images are deepfake created, so they're not real, quote unquote, people, even though there may be an actual human being at a corporation who's tweeting out for this person who's making posts on their behalf. So they've created these fake people that are essentially, you know, easy to sponsor because they're never going to get embroiled in the controversy, right? Like, they're never going to cheat on their wife because they don't actually have one, or, you know, whatever, right? Like, there's never going to be something like that.
But they'll also give you opinions.
They give you opinions, and they have sponsorships, corporate sponsorships, and that kind of thing. So we know there's a lot of fakery going on the internet, and I think there's a lot of evidence for what you're saying, Bonnie, with these accounts that are posting very similar things, sort of algorithm-sounding kind of posts, questionable accounts. But I don't think that means the internet's empty. That's the part I don't buy here, is like everybody I know is on the internet.
Yeah, that's the part I don't get, how A equals B.
Well, I mean, I think there's a matter of ratios that needs to be talked about here too. I mean, they can create an unlimited number of fake accounts and, you know, bot accounts, and by comparison, if there are way, way more of those than there are actual human beings on the internet, then yeah, the internet's effectively dead.
Yeah.
Like, living people on the internet are a much smaller number in comparison to the fake accounts.
What is the ratio?
Yeah.
We don't know the answer to that question. But I guess that's what she's alleging here in this story, is that there are more fakes on the internet than there are real people. So therefore, it's sort of quote-unquote empty in that way.
Yeah. And one thing, even, I don't think she mentions it, but even if there aren't more AI than humans, the AI somehow is what is influencing what everybody talks about. Like, on Twitter, people just say the same things over and over again, and they act like it's their personality, when I'm like, I saw somebody else say the same thing. It's like, it wasn't original. Like, why are we all repeating the same things, and they don't even know it?
Yeah, we watched this interesting animation from Visual Capitalist. Have you ever seen any of their stuff?
I don't think so.
Interesting stuff. They made an animation that showed over the course of a year what people were talking about in the United States on the internet. We'll bring that up and talk about it further, because it's relevant.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress remembered the first anniversary of the insurrection with a candlelight vigil on the steps of the Capitol. A pro forma session was held in the House. One of the few Republicans that attended was Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney and her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney.
The future of the country is at stake,
right.
And there are moments when we all have to come together in order to defend the Constitution.
President Biden had strong words about the Capitol riot. Speaking from Statuary Hall at the Capitol, he said the country is now at an inflection point.
We're engaged anew in a struggle between democracy and autocracy, between the aspirations of the many and the greed of the few.
In a statement, former President Trump said President Biden is trying to divide America to distract from failed policies. This is USA Radio News. There's still more talk about boycotting the Winter Olympics due to human rights abuses in China. With more on this story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
With the Winter Olympics kicking off next month in Communist China, there's talk that America should boycott the Games this year because of China's human rights violations and blocking the truth about the origins of COVID-19 from Wuhan, China. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Fox News spells out the case to boycott.
Look, I've been calling for us not to let our athletes go to Beijing for a long time now. We shouldn't prop up Xi Jinping. This will become known as the Genocide Olympics. What's taking place in Western China is nothing short of genocide. We shouldn't forget, too, this virus from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, almost certainly that is this virus was foisted on the world. But we're putting our athletes in a very difficult place. Imagine one of them wants to say something about Tiananmen Square, or they want to talk about the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. We're talking about dead internet theory. It's an idea that I had not heard of before you brought it up, Bonnie. It's a story that you're sharing, I think, from The Atlantic.
Yes.
And the idea, as I understand it so far, and we're going to dig further into it here, is that not that the internet is dead in that there's nothing there, because obviously there's a ton of content on the internet. We spend a good chunk of our lives delving into that content, not just because we're talk show hosts, but just because a lot of our friends are there, and I tend to believe that most of my friends on the internet are real people. But what you're pointing out is there is a theory that there's a lot of fakery out there, that there's a lot of robots, a lot of artificial intelligence postings that are duplicated, that are setting conversations, that are putting ideas in people's heads, maybe spreading around certain news stories or propaganda.
And I'd like to point out, you have heard the idea before from me, just not in the same name, because I've been saying this forever.
That there are a bunch of robots on
every time you talk about something depressing you're watching on Twitter, I'm just like, why are you showing me that? It's just a Fed posted that to make you depressed and or whatever. I'm always saying that. It's just a bunch of fake people arguing, Ian. Why are you wasting your time watching fake Fed people arguing? Well, I didn't really think they were AI, but it makes a lot of sense that they would be AI because they don't have that much manpower to have all these fake bots.
And now there's a nice brand name for it, Dead Internet. That is super catchy.
You're referring to videos that I play of people like doing things in real life, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's not that interesting. It's something that, like, it's not something that, okay, not that the videos you watch aren't interesting, but I don't think that there would really be that much of an uproar about, did you see this person getting in a fight at McDonald's? And there's an uproar about it on Twitter. There's not really an uproar on Twitter. The feds just want you to be distracted. I'm always saying things like that to you all the time, and then you say, I've never heard this idea.
Well, let's go on. The story that you're sharing is...
Oh, wait, but you're going to tell about the video.
Oh, yeah. So there's this video, visualcapitalist.com, put together that animates over an entire year, basically. And each frame of the video is, well, that's probably a little longer than one frame, but a fraction of a second is one day. And so the whole, you know, 300-something days in this video goes by in 1 minute. And over that time frame, you see what the top Google searches are, according to Google's results, at least, you know, presuming they're giving us honest results, of, you know, for that day in each state in the United States. And it's very interesting because it shows these trends are almost ubiquitous across the entire United States. It's very rare that you will see one state that will be different. Now, for instance, like when the Hurricane Ida struck down in the Southeast, those states did have Hurricane Ida as their number one search, and then that went away, you know, as soon as that boiled over. But you know, besides that and a few other, you know, little blips here and there, for the most part, it was all the same searches throughout the entire year. And I mean,
Mississippi had Dogecoin as their search, or highest search for the longest period
of
time.
Yeah, that was one of the flukes.
That was interesting to see that kind of happen.
And it was interesting to see that Dogecoin took over the entire country
for days.
For what looks like 2 or 3 weeks solid, because it was up there for a while, and then after Dogecoin went away, Mississippi still had Dogecoin as their number one search. So there's probably a bunch of Dogecoin millionaires in Mississippi, or billionaires or whatever. But so, I mean, it is interesting to see how these trends do spread, and it does, you know, make me wonder, do these bots or these AI posters out there, do they play a role in that?
I bet they do. Going back to the article from The Atlantic, she says, as evidence, Illuminati Pirate, which is the person who started Dead Internet Theory, like giving it a name.
Someone on 4chan?
Yes. Offers this example. I've seen the same threads, the same pics, and the same replies posted over and over across the years, which is basically all I've been saying. It's not really that I have anything to point at, because I'm always on Instagram or something like that. I've been recently trying to cut back as much as I possibly can, because I'm on it all the time. And it just makes me sick, because I just hate things that aren't human. I really do. So, You know that I'm an organic supremacist. So when I see the things, I'm just like, nobody thinks that. I get so annoyed. And I've been saying this for years, literally.
You can switch to TikTok, Bonnie.
No, TikTok is even worse.
It's all people, though.
I don't know. I like TikTok,
you know?
But I get too trapped by it. I only ever had it for like a month in 2020, and I was like, yep.
How do you know
never
they're not deepfakes?
I don't know that they're not deepfakes.
Deepfakes are getting really good.
You know, maybe they are real people, though, because I can tell you I hate TikTok so bad.
It's the number one website now.
I know it is, but it grinds me so hard just to even see one or two of them.
Is it because they play the same sounds over and over again?
I think so, but it also could be maybe I'm just really warmed up to my robot overlords, and every time I see a real person,
it makes you angry. No.
At least I heard they were the number one website. According to SimilarWeb, they're not.
I saw that, too.
So, I don't know.
I saw they were the number one above Google.
Maybe that was fake news.
Well, it says he argues that all modern entertainment is generated and recommended by an algorithm. Gestures at the existence of deepfakes, which suggests that anything at all may be an illusion, and links to a New York story from 2018 titled, How Much of the Internet is Fake? Turns out a lot of it, actually. I think it's entirely obvious what I'm subtly suggesting here, given the setup, the post continues. The U.S. government is engaging in an artificial intelligence-powered gaslighting of the entire world population. So far, the original post has been viewed more than 73,000 times. And the article goes on to say, obviously, the internet is not a government psyop. She just says that. She just says it, you know.
I think she's being facetious when she says that.
Well, even though the Department of Defense had a role in its invention. But if it were, the most compelling evidence to me is the dead internet theory's observation that the same news items about unusual moon-related events seem to repeat year after year. I swear I've been saying this for years, she says. What is a supermoon, superflower blood moon? What is a pink supermoon? A quick search of headlines from just this month brings up, there's something special about this weekend's moon. Don't miss, rare seasonal blue moon rises tonight, and why this weekend's blue moon is extra rare. She says, I don't understand why everyone is so invested in making me look at the moon all the time. Leave me alone about the moon. And I would say that's not the best example, because I can see why a news article would want to write about, like, oh, we need filler. There's some special moon going on. We're going to write an article about it. And people will click on that. But I think it's more, I think it's even deeper than that. I think it's like every meme that gets viral has like a reason behind it. Something that they want you to see or be focused on. And every tweet that gets turned into an ugly, like, cropped picture meme and put on Instagram so girls can have their political opinions without having to read anything.
Okay, I guess I don't know if I buy the idea that 4chan memes are planted by the government. I mean, some of these things, like if you go to Know Your Meme, for instance, there's some classic memes that have been out there for a long time. Most of them came out on 4chan. I mean, these are just internet geeks posting funny stuff on the internet. I don't think that that means that there's a government plot.
There's a different spirit behind different memes. So maybe, like, Bad Luck Brian wasn't a government ops, but when there's memes that are created to say political things, I can only see them being government ops.
I guess I just don't know what those would look like, right? Like, I don't think I see those memes, just because I'm in the libertarian internet circles, and so I see funny memes that
They're
are against
memes.
The government.
That's
against
the other
the
thing.
State.
That's the other thing that I was saying on the show with you and Aria the other day when I brought this idea up, having never read about the dead internet theory, was you can tell that they're made by the government because they're such memes. They suck. They're not funny.
So you're saying
some girl
actual
that was a dropout in high school and a single mom is like, yep, I posted this because I am smarter than people.
So you're saying that there's a phenomenon on the internet of viral, unfunny memes?
Yes.
Like, see, I don't encounter them.
Yeah, they're terrible, but normally we attribute that to the left can't meme. So maybe what's really going on is there is no left. It's all just
all robots.
Bots.
We're going to continue here. If you want to comment on the dead internet theory, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I mean, I buy the idea that corporations and governments could absolutely be seeding a bunch of BS into the internet. That makes total sense to me. Whether or not they've taken over, I don't know about that. And that just, I guess, that would be a hard one to prove.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We're talking about the dead internet theory. We're going to continue with that. Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got a real website. You can go there at social.freetalklive.com. And we do have fake people signing up on social.freetalklive.com. But if they put anything in their profile that's all about, like, you know, visit my fake website, we're going to sell you an escort, or there's a lot of escort advertising that tries to get on our social media. And then there's other ones that are, we're the tech team for Cash App, or we're the call us for your tech support. If anybody puts a URL like that in their profile, they're done for. So spammers are not allowed, but otherwise your opinions are welcome. If you're a real live person and you want to post over at social.freetalklive.com, head on over there. If you're not going to last on these centralized sites like Twitter.
Are we kicking off actual hookers?
No, they're not real.
Oh, they're not real hookers? No, okay, because hookers are one of the cornerstones of capitalism.
Yeah, you can tell who the spammers are because they always put a link to whatever it is they're spamming in their profile, and it's so easy. It's so easy to tell.
Click here for sexy time.
Yeah, that kind of. So, social.freetalklive.com. It is not big tech. It's our server. We run the thing, and that means that we don't really care what you're talking about. So head on over there. It's social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon-based site, which means it's open source and it's federated, so you can connect with other people on Mastodon, on thousands of Mastodon servers all around the planet, or other bots, in theory, on Mastodon. And that's kind of what we're talking about here. We're going to continue, Bonnie, with your story in just a moment. But we do have Sarah. She's on the line. She knows nothing about dead internet theory because she's never used the internet. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I have used the internet.
Really?
But, well, I mean, I do once in a while. And
When? How do you get online?
I go to the computer at the UNIM, or they have...
I thought you were afraid. I thought you had explained to us before that you were afraid to use the public computers.
Well, I don't use them, but I have used them. I can use them if I wanted to.
Good for you. I'm really glad to hear that, Sarah. I mean, that makes me warm in the heart to understand that you've actually tried the internet before and you've looked things up. So kudos.
Well, anyway, my friend looked up the geranium oil and lemon oil. So both of those oils in combination put into the diffuser, if you inhale it, it's supposed to help fight against the coronavirus.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've called in with some really questionable medical advice before, and I'd just like to point out that, you know, there's a lot of alternative theories out there, and a lot of people swear by them.
Drinking tea, for instance.
There are people who believe that urine is a panacea.
Oh, drinking your first pee of the day. I'm so sorry.
Oh, so one pee is better than another.
Your first pee of the day only.
The darker one, and it's grosser.
Ew.
So there are people out there that literally swear by that. We met a guy like that, actually, at one of the Anarchapulcos. Who swore he just finished drinking his own urine in the bathroom right before he came on the air with us, which was kind of gross, but, you know, he swore that it, like, helped him with all of the things that ailed him. Have you ever tried that one, Sarah?
No, but this information was on one of the websites. It was bought off of the Google, so I don't know who put it on. I mean, I don't know what their background was.
Well, that's the other thing. You always got to question what you find on the internet, because there's information about everything out there. So you said you found out that oils, certain essential oils, when inhaled, can supposedly help with coronavirus, and there may be other people that say that, no, that's just a bunch of BS, and these oil companies want to sell you a milliliter of oil for $50.
I'm sure it can help, like, your immune system to have those things burning in your house or diffusing in your house, because it's just like lemon oil, for example, is just like the skin's oil that comes out, like, highly concentrated. And
right. But this
is that something you really want to get in your lungs, though?
Lemon.
That's what I was gonna say. I just don't know if you should, like, lean over it and breathe it in. But I will say, Sarah, to actually agree with you for once. I once felt like I was getting a UTI, so TMI, sorry, radio people.
Urinary tract infection?
Yes, and I told my aunt, just like, I'm going to schedule a doctor's appointment. I think I have a UTI, and I didn't know she's all into these
essential oils,
and she just went and got a little huge, you know, those pills that you can make yourself, like, capsule thing, and filled it with lemon oil, and told me just to drink water the rest of the day, and with what was happening, like, what I could tell was coming on, just went away.
Well, straight lemon oil is going to be an absolute mega shot of vitamin C.
Yeah, I bet. So, and it's like super concentrated. It's not like juice, you know, it's not lemon juice. So I could believe it, Sarah, but I just wouldn't think that you should just stand over and breathe it.
Well, you know what, especially I believe that tea tree oil, the because it has antibacterial, it kills germs. And if you inhale it in the diffuser, it will kill the virus inside your nostril cavity.
Well, you know what? You know what I think, Sarah? If you believe that it will, it may very well do that.
That's true.
There's a lot when it comes to belief, when it comes to getting well out there. I mean, there's the placebo effect is very, very strong. It's very well studied. And that is a very, very important thing. So whatever it is you decide to do, make sure you believe in it. Thanks for the call.
There also was some. What was the stuff? It came in an orange box, and it came with, like, two Q-tips and bubble wrappers that were in blister packs that were, like, soaked in some kind of slimy stuff. And if you had a cold coming on and you wiped the inside of your nasal cavity,
Zicam.
Wow.
Yeah,
I've heard of it.
No word of a lie, that stuff works great.
It stops the cold or shortens the length
in on the spot. It's basically, and nowadays when I start getting a cold, last week included, I take some antibacterial hand gel and I clean my hands, and I always wipe some upside my nose because it does the same thing, and my cold goes away way faster.
Well, yeah. In like India and places like that, they believe that, like, common everyday hygiene includes rinsing out your nasal cavities, and part of that is because if a virus gets into your nasal mucous membranes, it has to, like, slowly go through it until you, like, swallow it and get it into your body, so you could actually rinse it out.
And that helps.
So, you know.
You know, and I have experimented myself, as I've had pneumonia a whole bunch of times. And I have found that when you have infected lungs, if you're coughing stuff up, spit it out. your infection won't last as long. Get it out. Because most people, like, then they cough it up, they swallow it.
Don't do that.
Well, it goes into your stomach and it's still in your system.
There's a reason you're coughing it up. So you're not supposed to have it inside you.
Yeah, most people don't want to get up and spit it out.
Yeah, if you're feeling awful laying in bed.
What else do we need to know about dead internet theory, Bonnie? Is there more to the story that you wanted to share?
There's a little more. It says, in an internet forum, about the paranormal, dead internet theory is discussed as a possible explanation for why threads about UFOs seem to be hijacked by bots so often. I could see that. They want to take over the narrative. The theory's spread hasn't been entirely organic. Illuminati Pirate has posted a link to his manifesto in several Reddit forums, including Joe Rogan's, in which... in the Joe Rogan comments, users argue sarcastically about who among them is a bot. I'm absolutely...
How many of them are bots arguing with bots, though?
Oh my god, it really could be. It says, quote, I'm absolutely the type of loser who would get swindled into living among bots and never realize it. That's sad. And they said, they keep saying, seems like something a bot would post to anything someone replies. That particular conversation continued down the bleakest path imaginable to the point of this comment. Quote, if I was real, I'm pretty sure I'd be out there living each day to the fullest and experiencing everything I possibly could with every given moment of the relatively infinitesimal amount of time I'll exist for instead of posting on the internet about this nonsense. So they're implying that maybe Illuminati Pirate's a bot. So it's just getting
the person who came up with the theory.
Yes. Anyway, dead internet theory is pretty far out there, but unlike the internet's many other conspiracy theorists who are boring or really gullible or motivated by odd politics, the dead internet people kind of have a point. In the New York story that Illuminati Pirate invokes, the writer Max Reeds plays with the paranoia. Quote, everything that once seemed definitely and unquestionably real now seems slightly fake. He writes, but he makes a solid argument. He notes that a majority of web traffic probably comes from bots and that YouTube for a time had such high bot traffic that some employees feared, quote, the inversion, the point when its systems would start to see bots as authentic and humans as inauthentic.
I guess the bot traffic would be designed to pump up people's view counts, right? Like they hire the Indians to put some bots on their account and
lots of thumbs up,
pump up their thumbs up, pump up their views, pump up their follows, that kind of thing. Must be what that's about. So, yeah, interesting theory. If you want to weigh in on it, of course, phones are open here every single night on Free Talk Live. We will return tomorrow, and you can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com, where we promise we're real people. See you tomorrow night.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.